Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden and the British Prime Minister say they've had in-depth talks about Ukraine but have yet to announce any response to Kyiv's plea to use long-range Western missiles against targets in Russia. Keir Starmer said their meeting at the White House was about overall strategy rather than any particular step or tactic. Here's Chris Mason.
Ukraine craves the chance to use Western missiles not merely within its own borders, but beyond them into Russia. President Biden's cautious about it, fearful it could haul America and others into direct conflict with Moscow. The UK has been making the case it's a necessary step. As he left the White House, the Prime Minister wouldn't be drawn on whether agreement was near. There won't necessarily be any announcement about any decision. The first it might become clear authorization has been granted could be when Russia is hit.
Donald Trump has promised to carry out mass deportations of Haitian and other immigrants from the Midwestern town of Springfield in Ohio if he wins the U.S. election in November.
In Springfield, Ohio, 20,000 illegal Haitian migrants have descended upon a town of 58,000 people, destroying their way of life. So people don't like to talk about it because even the town doesn't like to talk about it. I can say this, we will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio.
Mr. Trump was addressing a news conference in California shortly after President Biden rebuked him for spreading a false social media story that immigrants in the town had been eating people's pets. Springfield is reported to be tense after comments about the town's large Haitian immigrant community circulated online. Pope Francis has criticised both candidates for the US presidency, saying they're both against life. The Pope, who doesn't usually comment on US politics, criticised both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris for their policies, as Simon Jones reports.
The Pope told reporters that Catholics in the United States would have to choose the lesser evil when they decided which candidate to support in November. Both are against life, the one who discards migrants and the one who kills children, he said. That was a reference to Donald Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric and Kamala Harris's promise to restore abortion rights federally. The Pope said not welcoming migrants or giving them the right to work was a grave sin and described abortion as an assassination. He advised people to vote according to their conscience, but said not voting would be ugly.
A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced the former head of public security to 20 years in prison on corruption charges. General Khalid bin Qarar al-Harabi was also fined $250,000 and ordered to repay $3.5 million in bribes and embezzled funds. The sentence is final and cannot be appealed. World News from the BBC. Pilots and cabin crew of Argentina's state-owned airline have begun a 24-hour strike, forcing the cancellation of more than 300 flights. At least 30,000 passengers in Argentina and abroad have been affected. Union leaders are demanding a pay rise. They've accused President Javier Milei of starving Aerolíneas Argentinas of funds in order to force its privatisation. Two NASA astronauts stuck at the International Space Station have insisted they don't feel let down by Boeing despite being stranded there. These were Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore's first public comments since the Boeing Starliner craft returned to Earth without them last week after developing technical problems. Here's our science reporter, Georgina Rannard.
Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore looked happy and healthy floating on the International Space Station. Neither astronaut criticised NASA for deciding to keep them on the ISS for much longer than planned. The two are scheduled to return to Earth next year using a craft made by SpaceX. That company is Boeing's rival in the race to provide commercial space travel. This was a great opportunity to hear from two people asked to do something remarkable, but it did not answer questions about what exactly went wrong with the Starliner spacecraft or Boeing and NASA's future together.
The president of the Comoros, Azali Assoumani, has been slightly wounded in a knife attack while attending the funeral of a religious leader. A spokeswoman said the president's injuries were not serious and he'd returned home. The attacker has been arrested. Media reports say he's a 22-year-old former soldier with no criminal record. The British heir to the throne and his wife have made a donation to a London food bank which had $4,000 worth of food and other goods stolen. The chief executive of the food bank in Southwark praised Prince William and his wife Catherine for their desire to help others. The project said there'd been an overwhelming surge in donations too. BBC News.